It's going down, and you're invited.
The disenfranchised people are set to explode.
Okay, we're joined here today with two teachers that have been on the picket lines in Phoenix, Arizona. Can you introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Bonnie. I'm a special education teacher.
And I'm Ro, and I'm a second grade teacher.
So just for those that don't know, what are conditions like for teachers in Arizona? You know, the pay we've heard is some of the lowest in the country. Just why are people so angry?
Well, I think a lot of it started actually in about 2008. The 2008-2009 school year in our district in particular, but pretty much across the state, many teachers took a 1.5% pay cut. And then after that, on top of that, a five-year freeze in teacher raises. So that kind of just, we've been dealing with that all this time. And it hasn't been till just recently some people are starting to see an increase in their pay. And not only that, funding was cut for schools, and now teachers spend anywhere from $500 to $1,000 of their own dollars just to buy pencils, glue, books for your classroom, just the everyday things you need to function.
As far as from, like, you know, kind of the special education perspective, we don't really have a lot of tools to measure students, which is kind of an important part of seeing where kids are at and seeing how much they've grown in various aspects of whatever learning disability they have. So I think for, in my world, like, kind of the getting curriculum and getting measurements would be really important. We don't have that. I'm kind of winging it and making stuff up. And so that's kind of the big, one of the bigger aspects for me. And of course, the pay is pretty abysmal. I'm paying for a lot of things and buying a lot of my own supplies as well.
I think a lot of people would be curious about how the events in West Virginia and also Oklahoma tied into this. Like, were teachers in Arizona watching what was going on? Were there already people talking about taking these actions? How did it all kind of come together?
I think in some ways we kind of are piggybacking off of a lot of the momentum that's going on in those other states. All of this, like, I had never heard of the Arizona Educators United until, like, I think maybe a month and a half ago.
Yeah, me neither.
And, like, this has all been really whirlwind. Like, from when I've talked to other teachers that have gone on strike, it's like this, it took a year for them to get there. And with this AEU, or Arizona Educators United, they're not a union. We don't pay dues or anything to them. It just happened really, really quick and out of just the momentum from other states.
And the group that you mentioned, is that a Facebook group, or that's something else?
Yeah, I believe, I mean, that's how I first, like, found out about it. Actually, my sister is a teacher in Peoria, and she just added me to this group. And one day I was like, well, what is this? And then I started seeing, you know, the posts about, you know, wear red for Ed, Wednesdays we wear red again, you know, to in protest of the conditions and the pay. And so it was kind of like, I was like, whoa, just kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I only learned about it from other coworkers.
Right, and there was some time where it seemed like teachers in Arizona might go out on strike, and then they were doing the what people were calling the walk-ins, where they would rally outside and then kind of walk into the campus. How did it get to the point where people were like, no, we're actually going out on strike?
You know, there was a vote, and I think that there was a lot of underlying discussion about it, because just because of the other strikes that have happened, And I think a lot of teachers were fed up and wanted to strike. When the vote took place, I mean, I'm not sure how official the vote was, but the tallies ended up being 78% of the teachers that voted wanted to strike or walk out.
Because there was a sick out action before this, right? A couple weeks ago.
Yes.
Yeah, that was kind of like
a rogue.
Yeah. When this things were starting to happen, you know, they had people were meeting. Our governor, he was on. I don't know. He was at one of our local news station or radio stations, and they had a demonstration outside of that. And then there was a rally planned for like the following Wednesday. And this one district just decided to call in sick. That was totally their own decision. It was something they organized on their own. And actually, the AU, the appointed leadership team, actually gave them some heat for it. They didn't like that they just went out and did this sick in on their own, even though I thought that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it shut down a bunch of schools, so, you know.
And I think a lot of people listening might see the news and they'll see, I mean, there was 50,000 people out in the streets of Phoenix on Thursday, which is, you know, the pictures just showed massive crowds, you know, massive amounts of people. And that was just in one city. But I think a lot of people would ask, how did people organize that? Was it just all online? Was it just like a viral thing, or were there meetings and stuff involved as well?
You know, we have something called Site Liaison. So the Arizona Educators United has something called Site Liaison. Every school has a site liaison, and they kind of had these meetings, and they have their own private Facebook group. And they have had meetings, and they've had a lot of things that, and I'm not part of a liaison, so I don't really know what goes on in there other than I have talked to our liaison and gotten some information. But they kind of were the ones that were handling a lot of this.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they would basically communicate then back to the site, you know, what was planned and what how it was going to go down and what was going to happen. So then it just kind of went from there.
Do you just want to talk a little bit about the last 2 days? You know, again, just massive amounts of people. Also, yesterday, it looked like there were some people from the Patriot Movement that were out there with assault weapons. Any other thoughts on just kind of what you saw Thursday and then today?
I didn't see the Patriot Movement there. I heard that they were there, but there are so many people that, you know, if they didn't make themselves as known as enough for everybody to see. But it's been hot. It's been really hot.
Yeah.
Yesterday's march was really hot and long.
I think for me, you know, I've been teaching for 11 years and I've been thinking something like this has needed to happen for quite a while. And so it was just, I was amazed. I never thought this would happen in Arizona. And then to see that many people come out was just, like, mind-blowing, really.
Right.
Yeah, I figured that there would be a couple thousand there, but, you know, when you're in the crowd, you don't really know.
Yeah.
You don't really have enough of a notion of how many are there other than you know it's big. But when we saw the pictures online, it was like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and you know, teachers are usually such rule followers. Like,
yeah,
out there and like, you know, chanting in the street, and you know.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, what happens now? What's the next step?
Well, we've kind of been making it up every day as it goes along. We know that a lot of districts are closed on Monday. I've already announced that our district has.
Like there'll be no school.
No school.
Yeah.
The schools are closed. Yeah.
So we're kind of going by that. Like, our governor, Doug Ducey, came out with, he just put something on Twitter, not, I don't know, 30 minutes ago or so, saying that they've reached a deal. And he kind of outlined his same plan that the AU is kind of fighting against. I don't know who he reached that deal with, right. but the plan is to go back to the Capitol on Monday at this point.
Right, and this seems to be kind of a recurring facet of all these different teacher strikes, is that people will go out and then, you know, they'll try to come up with some deal, kind of ram it down people's throats, slide it by people, and then it's really up to the rank and file if they're going to accept that or if they're going to continue forward. Well, do you have any thoughts for anybody that might be listening to this in a similar situation? You know, we've had other teachers on here that are on strike before. I'm just curious if you have any thoughts that you want to, you know, add to anybody that's listening that's like seeing themselves in your shoes.
I don't know. It almost seems like I would never thought that this would happen in Arizona.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we're a really right-wing state. It's a right-to-work state.
Yeah.
The superintendent of public instruction is telling us that she's gonna, that we can all be sued, and that is threatening to take away all of our teaching certificate.
Our governor is very pro private, the private sector for schooling. So it's kind of seems like everyone's really against this and against us. So, but here it is, it happened. So I guess, I don't know, if you're feeling like you've got a big enough group, you might as well throw it out there and see what happening.
Right.
Yeah.
What's the support like been from just everyday other people?
I'd say overall seems really positive. I mean, we've been out all week, you know, in front of our school before school, and mostly get lots of honks, thumbs up, people, you know, saying they support us. We were actually at a local bar recently, and some guy bought our drinks for us because he knew we were teachers. And it's just, you know, I mean, we've had a few people share that, you know, food and, I don't know, told us to go back to work, but.
Right.
Yeah. I think once you actually talk to people, a lot of people are pretty supportive of it when they hear, you know, like, who gets a 20% raise? Like, that seems ridiculous, but when they hear that you haven't gotten, the teachers haven't gotten a raise in 10 years, well, that's actually not that much.
Right.
Right.
Most people get, you know, at least a couple percent every year.
Right. Well, anything else you want to add? Really inspiring to see so many people out there, and also just everything continuing forward. I mean, there was not only workers in Phoenix and across Arizona that went out, but also in Colorado. But any other thoughts?
I'm really impressed that this movement, the Red for Ed movement or whatever, didn't back down when our governor said, we'll give you 20%, just the teachers, though.
Uh-huh.
And we kind of were like, no, that's not enough. Our instructional assistants need raises, and our classrooms need funding, because we could have easily just called that a win. But I'm happy that that we're still taking care of, you know, our aides and our kids.
Everything involved. Yeah, everyone involved.
Right. Well, thanks so much for joining us, and best of luck to y'all. And for everybody that's following along online, you can check the hashtag RedForEd. There's a lot of stuff. And thanks a lot for coming on.
Thank you.
See, before I draw the line, let me welcome you close to all the folks who knew Obama sold the people a hoax, gave the money to suckers while our community's still poor, withdrew the troops but started another war, colonizing, terrorizing, creating the oil crisis so they can make a killer, no food and gas prices, prisons is filling, they trying to lock up the future, militarized borders and control of computers, wanting stupid bumping music that ain't healthy for the shortest, privatizing schools and policemen in the hallways, can't be dormant, I've awoken. Rise up, be ready, brought the family with us, and we hold the machetes.
Riding the fence, too many people be riding the fence. Yeah, you say you ready for war, but are you convinced? I'm not convinced. If you're a rider, freedom fighter, crowd excited, then let's do this. We can make one big united, middle finger to the US. Give me the bravest and the truest, fuck the hippest and the coolest. We gon' spark this revolution and cross this off our to-do list. Put your foot down if you look down on this criminal system. Put your book down and get shook down like my niggas in prison. Don't be condemning and condoning their actions in one sentence. Make up your mind, choose your side. Is you a patriot or a menace to society? So riot or sit by quietly, but don't pull out your flag and try to say you gon' ride with